that might be changing these days. But I used to, you know, I was very intense with everything that I did, and I used to write down the words and memorize the melodies. I never really learned too much music notation. I do, you know, I know a certain amount, and I know how to instruct band members because I've always been the band leader in all my bands. But I never learned in depth, you know, writing music out in that capacity. Now at this point, I basically write chords. I write melody that I memorize. I write the lyrics, and then I most of the, a lot of the licks you hear on the albums, I came up literally by going da 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 da, and then I look at our guitar players and I go, make that happen. And you know, I go to the drummer and I go, okay, here there's going to be this fill, and I kind of could get on every instrument and play a little bit. So you know, I just do it that way, very. Just natural and instinctual, but definitely not very technical.
You know? Right. No, I get it. Never done when you get a five guy.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
You've got to have a steadiness and a assuredness so that the rest of the world knows that the United States will be there if your friends and enemies can't see someone who is unhinged.
Speaking on Fox News Hannity, Jeb Bush says he's proud that members of his family are helping him on the campaign. Former President George W. Bush is the latest family member campaigning for his brother Jeb in South Carolina.
I'm proud of George. I'm proud of my dad. Everybody loves my mom. I'm proud to be a Bush. But people want to know where you stand. What's your record? What are your ideas to help people? It's about them. It's not about our family.
George W. Bush thinks Jeb has the character and the experience to be a successful commander-in-chief. He also said voters can trust Jeb to be measured and thoughtful and to follow through on his words. Since Saturday's GOP debate in Greenville, the former Florida governor has fallen to fifth place with less than 10% of support from South Carolina's Republican voters. This is USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Hi, it's Joe Peters here, and happy Tuesday to you. It's the 16th. I'm on with Teresa from Home Preppers, and we're going to go through some real estate statistics just to let you know what happened last month in Hunterdon County. And then we're going to spend about 40 minutes talking about preparing your home for sale and what a stager, which is what Teresa is. She's really three things in one. She's a photographer. Your mic is free?
Yes.
Okay. Say hi.
Hey, everyone. Nice to be here. Thank you, Joe, for having me.
Yeah. So she's a home stager. She is a photographer, and she is a realtor by history. She was with Weichert up until 2004. And I'm with Weichert based in Clinton. For those of you who've listened in before, if you haven't, I'm going to play my commercial so you'll know a little bit more about me. Before we start, let me tell you what the weather looks like. I mean, if you haven't been outside, it's 55 degrees and beautiful, just a little rainy, but it seems to be clearing up. And the rest of the week is going to stay up in moderate temperatures, and I think we're going to have a good week of it. We don't see any below, except for at night. Maybe a night or two will get below freezing, but other than that, we're going to stay above, and maybe all this stuff will melt away. Thank God this was rain and not snow that we just went through. So before we get started, let me play a few of our paid commercials, and we'll be right back.
The Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, once again, it's Joe Peters with Wykett Realtors, together with Teresa, and we're going to go through some staging things. Before I get started, let me just tell you a little about myself, commercial-wise.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters with Wykett Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, once again, it's Joe Peters. And in effect, if that last commercial sounded a lot like me, there's good reason for it. I'm sitting here with Teresa. We're going to go through some of the staging things that happen in real estate. And before I do that, I just want to give the people who might have missed it last week a few statistics of how we did last month. Last month being January. We actually sold 92 houses in Hunterdon County, of which 74% of them were under 500,000, leaving us 26 above it, and only 5% of those were above 700. As a matter of fact, we've only sold three houses above 700,000, 700 and above, and they were all in the sevens and eights, sixes and sevens, I should say. So it's an active market. The fact that the interest rates seem to be ready to move again, and Janet Yellen's making a lot of threats, is getting a lot of people out there to buy. And at the same time, we're starved for inventory, so we really need some houses on the market. If you're thinking about buying or selling this year or just want to talk, I'll play my commercial again later. You can give me a call. I usually pick the phone up if I'm not already talking to somebody. So enough about me. Let's talk a little about Teresa. Teresa, first of all, your last name.
Costantino.
Costantino. Sounds French.
Nice Italian name.
Okay. And where did you grow up? I mean, tell us a little about your background.
Well, I grew up in Hamilton Township in New Jersey.
That's sort of down south?
Central Jersey, near Trenton.
Near Trenton.
Just outside of Trenton.
Okay.
That's right. And that's where I grew up, went to high school. And I moved to Hunterdon County in 1990. I love it there. And I ended up moving again to Warren County, which is where I am now.
Okay. As far as I remember, you're up near the Water Gap?
Belvedere. Near Belvedere, correct.
Belvedere is a great town because it always reminds me of Back to the Future with the city square.
Okay. That's the town square, yeah.
Yeah. So you were with Weikert for how many years?
I started there in 96, and I left there in 2004.
And that's just about the time we were talking earlier, just about the time where I joined. And mm-hmm. I've been with Weikert 12 years. My background was in corporate sales, and I sold software to the retail industry. And then somewhere along the line, got too many gray hairs to hold one of those jobs down and sort of segued into real estate. And I met Teresa at a house. I'll tell you the first place we met. It's just to set the stage for the kind of work that she does. I had sort of a man cave. It was a two-bedroom, if I remember it, condo in, I guess it was Clinton Township. And a guy had lived in it for like 12 years by himself, and it looked like a guy had lived in it. It was drab. The furniture didn't match. It was in need of the paint and some carpeting, and didn't even have a picture on the wall, if I remember. The ones that were there weren't well done. So after 6 months, when we went to relist it, one of my associates, Molly Werner, by the way, who's now with Coldwell Banker, suggested maybe you want to bring a stager in, and recommended Teresa. And we did. And Teresa went in and talked to my seller about getting some new carpeting, getting some painting done, and in effect then help put some furniture in the house to make each room have more of a purpose. And she's got some great before and afters on her site, and we'll talk about that a little bit. And long story short, the first person to look at it bought it. I mean, after six
That's
or eight
right.
months.
Right, in the first 24 hours after we staged, that first person saw the pictures, came in, and if you remember, our tools weren't even out
right,
of the house yet.
Right, your toolbox was still in the dining room. I remember that.
Right.
How many times does that happen?
It happens quite a bit. I say 24 hours is probably the quickest, but we have our houses have sold in 48 hours,
right.
1 to 3 days. So probably close to 90, 95% of our homes sell within 30 days.
That's an amazing statistic.
Yes.
We have days on market is an important barometer in real estate, and most people will say, well, how long has it been on the market? That's days on market. And in effect, right now, in the last month, we sold houses with an average of 104 days on the market. In Somerset County, which I also do a newsletter for, you can find these on my website at jpeters.com, but they're about 90 days. And Somerset County sells at about 20% premium over 100, and you get about half the property, same size house. So if you want to live closer to New York, you pay for it. That's what it comes down to. And Hunterdon, we're trying to get that days on market. In prime season, sometimes it's 50 to 60 days. And right now, it's a little off. It's the middle of the winter. How do you – one of the things you and I were talking about, because when I list a house, I try to make myself a little bit different because I believe we can sell houses quicker if we do certain things. So I do professional photography, which you do as well. I do professional house cleaning. We do professional brochures and – also professional advertising in a Democrat for those people who like to see their picture of their house in the paper. I sort of kid them. I'm putting the picture in for you, Mr. Seller, because nobody's going to buy it out of the newspaper. But the over 55 crowd still read the paper. I'm in the way into the over 55 crowd, and quite honestly, I don't read the paper anymore other than the sports. And I get all 108 headlines every morning delivered to me from Google search, and that's all I need. And I think the most of the younger ones are not even looking at the computer. They're on their phone finding the same kind of stuff.
That's right.
So what could we add to my services? I mean, you doing the pictures would be one thing, which we talked about, but you said also coming in as a pre-sale sort of complimentary assessment.
Right. Well, most of our services are purchased by the homeowner. However, it's really such a benefit to the realtors to have their listing staged. We offer a smaller package to our realtors. So what the realtor can do is hire us to come in to do what's called a walk and talk staging consultation. So we go into the home. We tell the homeowner everything they need to know to get the house ready for sale. There's no written report. But the homeowners love it. They just thank us so much for all the information, and they really appreciate the realtor for that, the help in getting the house staged.
Now, one of the things you've taught me is that every room has to have a purpose in the house. And I think one of there's a woman that I'm talking with, her and her husband, in Raritan, and they're actually in Bridgewater. And when they bought the house, the garage was converted to a bedroom, but they found that it didn't function really well as a bedroom, so they made it into a playroom. But now that we're getting ready to list it again, they need, and they may not have called you yet, but they need it reset to a three-bedroom house because that's the way we're going to list it. So you've got, I mean, sometimes it's real furniture, sometimes it's
faux furniture. Like faux bed, right?
I know. It's a little sign says, don't sit here. It's not
right.
Real.
That's right. Yeah, some of the beds are that way. So we do have furniture in our warehouse. We can go into a home that already has furniture. Maybe we just declutter, move some things around. If it's vacant and has no furniture, we can furnish the entire home. Or maybe it's somewhere in between. They have some furniture, but they need us to embellish. So we can do that as well.
So think of it, if you have an average of 94 days to sell a house, and Teresa can turn that into 30 days, that's 2 months quicker you're on with your life. I mean, that's really the purpose that she fulfills. And I got indoctrinated to this maybe 5 years ago with this first one, and I can't say I do it on every house. Some houses are just ready to go. I mean, if people really have them decorated nicely and whatever, and others need a little bit of help, and some need an awful lot of help. That's some are vacant. Some are vacant. So the name of your company is Home Preppers?
Home Preppers.
P-R-E.
The experts in home presentation.
Okay, so if you were to look it up online, I think you got a hyphen in the middle.
I do, but we changed that now to make it a little easier for people to find us. So it's hpstagers.com.
Okay, well, that is easier.
So HP, of course, stands for home preppers, but it's hpstagers.com.
Great. And what we're going to do is we're going to, this is being recorded, and we're going to put it up on my Facebook site as a replay, as well as my website and blog, so you'll be able to tell your friends, hey, I heard about this stager, and they can listen to this conversation later. How many houses do you currently have in process between what you're getting ready to do, what you're pulling furniture out, that you've got people actually on the market?
Between the homes that are currently staged and the homes we're working on now, we have about 21, maybe 22 projects we're working on right now.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right. And some of them, like you said, need very little. Maybe we're going in there and spending 5 hours. And other homes, we're spending 30, 40 hours. We're decluttering, packing boxes, helping them move things. We have a whole staff, a whole team of people. So we'll have our lead stager go in who will do a design plan. She has three assistants. So those people can help the clients pack things. They can do some shopping. Then we have our movers. Of course, we need some muscle to move some of the furniture. So we have movers to come in. And then, of course, when the project is done, we have the professional photographers who come in and take the pictures. And then, of course, we hand it over to the realtor.
Well, and what I'd suggest, because I just did it this morning, is go to Home Preppers' site, which is hpstagers.com, and take a look at some of the before and afters, and I think you'll sell yourself on this. It's amazing.
You'll also see us on Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com/homepreppers, then you'll see a lot more recent work there as well, a lot of before and after pictures.
Wow. And I even I teach technology within Weikert. We have about 120 agents in a Clinton office, and I'm also involved in 100 Somerset board. I actually got elected to the board this year, so I'm very involved in the board, but I chair the education committee there. And when I show people the before and after, just to convince people to use a professional photographer, it's like night and day. I'm not a bad photographer. It's always been a hobby of mine. I was in Europe this fall, and it was fun. People said, how did you learn to do all of those techniques? I said, I know nothing. I like to tell people that I've got a $1,300 camera and my photographer's got a $13,000 lens. How can we compare? You need the equipment. You need the lighting. You need the expertise, the angles. And it does make a difference. Take a look at Teresa's site, thehpstagers.com. Take a look at her Facebook site, which is Facebook/homepreppers.com.
Correct.
And you'll see some of the examples
out
there.
I'm sorry, Facebook.com/homepreppers.
Okay, Facebook.com/homepreppers. So I guess the biggest question always comes up is, what does this all cost? And what is the value proposition?
I'm so glad you asked that, because it's the first question realtors ask me. When a realtor wants to know about staging, the first question they ask is, how much does it cost? And what do you think the first question is that homeowners ask me?
Where do we start?
Hey, that's good. Most realtors respond the same way. They say, how much does it cost?
Really?
Our homeowners, when we go in there, our homeowners want the help. They're very curious and about how this all works. So their first question to me is usually, how does this work? Or what can you do? Or can you help me with this? So they are less concerned about the price, whereas the realtor is very concerned about the price. If you think about it, when the realtor is dealing with the homeowner, they're talking to them about pricing their home. They're talking to them about, commission, everything that has to do with numbers and pricing and how much that homeowner is going to either get or pay. So that realtor is very geared to pricing, and they're a little bit nervous to bring it up to their homeowner. They don't want to tell their homeowner they have to pay more money for something. But that homeowner wants our help. They need our help. And they pay, because when we go in there, we explain to them, this is going to benefit you. You're going to get more money for your home. Your home is going to sell quicker. And when the home sells quickly, that equates to dollars, because your best offer is going to be received in the first 30 days.
Right? Absolutely.
So this, the homeowners learn this, and they really want the staging. I always ask realtors not to quote prices to the homeowners, because we're going to work within their budget. What might cost a few $100 of staging for one person, maybe a few thousand in another home, because those homeowners want us to do more. So if they want us to do more, we can have a bigger package for them. And if they want to do a lot of the work themselves and just want our advice, we can put together a small package for them. So it really has more to do with the homeowner and what they want, what their budget is, and, of course, what the home needs. Some houses don't need much, and some houses need a lot. So we're going to tailor that pricing specifically to that homeowner. We want them to be happy. We want them to be successful in selling their home. And, of course, we want those realtors to be successful, too, and get those homes sold quickly for them.
Well, and quickly is really the name of the game, because a lot of times there's a balancing act. If you look at real estate from an evolution viewpoint, you have your first-time buyer, then you have your trade-up buyers who are going to sell probably to the first-time buyer and buy a second or third house. Maybe it's a chain event and two or three people sell a house, because the first-time buyer buys in 150 to 250. That person turns around, buys from three to four. That person turns around, buys a five, something along those lines. In effect, you may find the house you want and say, I now have to go list my house. And I'm dealing with a couple right now that Teresa's going to meet this week in Bridgewater. And they didn't want to list their house till they found something. And I'm saying, it doesn't work that way. What we need to do is go out and convince you that there's stuff out there that two or three will fill the bill. And by the time we get your house sold, those two or three will be gone, and there'll be two or three new ones. But you need to be convinced that you can do this. Then we need to get your house listed and, in effect, get it sold so that you can move on down the ladder. If you were to go out and find a house and turn around, go back and try to sell your house, you will never get it sold in time for the house that you want to buy to still be on the market. Maybe once in 100 it will happen, but usually it's not there. And I tell people, it's going to break your heart. You've got to be convinced you can do it. It's sort of a leap of faith that there'll be more houses that take that one's place. And I can't tell you how many times people say, I'm glad we missed that one. This one is so much better. But you know what? You did convince me. And sometimes there's a gap between selling and buying. I had a couple we sold in Highland Park. We had a house that we wanted, and they were 2 days too late to close the gap on that house, And in effect, they had to go live with mom and dad for a few months till another house came along. And right now, and that's something we're going to talk about in our next show, we're starved for inventory. If you're thinking about selling, you couldn't be in a better market because we have buyers sitting there lurking. But let's talk about home staging today. I think one of the things I had to overcome, because I'm a typical realtor, and that was the question I asked, how much does this cost when we did our first one, was not so much of a trust, but a getting to know you factor. I mean, we went and talked to that first guy together, and I think you even said, well, why are you coming? And I said, I just want to hear the spiel, you know, and whatever. And since then, I'll call the customer, and I'll say, here's Teresa's name and number, and they call and contact her, and Teresa does her things. And in effect, we just keep in touch, but we're not really involved with each other because she does do that kind of a job.
You do what you do best, and I do what I do best.
And that's the way it should be. I mean, everybody's got their own specialty, and it takes so many working parts to be a realtor today. The contracts are more difficult. The technology is more difficult. It's supposed to make it easier. Sometimes it makes it harder. But we need people that can help make this happen. Do you ever get into a situation where the person needs some redesign? They're not even thinking about selling their house?
We do. People ask us all the time, and we don't do that very often. We really only do that for homeowners. We stage their house already. They love what we do, so they are now buying a new home,
right,
and they're bringing all that same furniture with them, and maybe we purchased some things and embellished. So now how's it all going to fit in their new home? We will take on those projects, but we're very busy with the real estate, and that's our focus. Our focus is real estate. So we try to stick with that. But when those people request us, please, you know, they beg us, please come to our new home and put this all in place, we will do that.
So it almost becomes an interior design function at that point.
Yes.
That's nice. It's a nice compliment that they want you to do it.
It is. And really, that's so much a credit to our lead, our stagers, and our lead stager, particularly Martha, who's just amazing. She's so creative.
So how did you learn this business? Was it from the real estate viewpoint?
It was. You know, I went to school for retail merchandising management. So really, from a creative perspective, I did visual merchandising. Now I just merchandise homes instead of clothing, right? So eventually I did make my way into the real estate scene and sold houses. And I remember sitting at my open house thinking, oh, if they just changed this around, it would have so much more appeal. And that was my first experience with staging, just trying to help my homeowners get the houses to look great so they would sell quickly.
Wow. So it was an evolutionary thing. I mean, I came out of retailing as well, and I was more in the IT, the technical side of retail. But it's amazing. It always amazed me how people could be so creative. We always call them the artsy craftsies, the people in design and setting up the store and setting up the windows. The window setup, when I worked for Macy's Herald Square, I mean, we used to have some old German guys who would come over and do the oompa-pa kind of stuff for Christmas at Santa Claus line. But it was a whole skill set.
Yeah.
And it takes various things, but the name of the game is to sell the house as quickly as possible so you can move on with your life.
Right.
And, I mean, we're at the outset. It's like Christmas for realtors right now. We're at the process of selling. I've got at least 8 houses lined up to be listed over the next 4 weeks, and I must have another 10 or 12 people looking for houses. It's never been this busy this time of the year before. Now, a little bit of it is because I've built up a pipeline over the years, and it just doesn't stop for me. But a little bit of it is that people are a little afraid they're going to miss out on a low interest rates. And while the interest rates are climbing, the house prices are climbing, especially under the fives. And in effect, they're going to spend more for a house next year than this year. So they're out shopping.
They're out there.
And
we're
making
it for us, too. Busiest month we've had. We've been in business for going on 7th year. And
good to hear.
This is the busiest month we've ever had.
Good to hear.
And people are out. And I think, too, that, you know, people are nervous that the interest rates are going up. But also the gas prices are low. People are out and about because they're not afraid of seeing gas for $1.49 a gallon. You know, they're not afraid to be out looking, shopping. And we have had, despite the fact that we had some cold weather recently and some snow, we've had a lot of mild temperatures, so people are out looking at homes.
It never stopped. I mean, we had that one weekend of snow. It cleaned up really quick because it didn't stay cold. And then we had a few days this week of cold weather, and now today's sort of an anomaly, 55 degrees after sub-zero 2 days ago. But we'll take it. If this was winter, I could live with this.
That's right.
I think we're at a point which is a really interesting point real estate-wise. I can't keep off the subject matter. And that is that we're experiencing during our open houses that we're getting more foot traffic than we usually get. And the foot traffic turned into buyers 60 to 90 days down the pike. A person will look at a dozen, two dozen houses before they decide, yes, this is the one I want. Some people go further than that, but I would say two dozen is a rule of thumb. If we've gone beyond that, they're not serious. We have people buying the first house they see right now. It's because there's no inventory. And if you get your house staged right and you get more money for it, because they sometimes forget that that furniture isn't coming with it, but they do know that I can make it look as good after you're out of here, it's a selling point.
It's definitely a selling point. And not only are we doing the staging, but some homes we go in can benefit from making some improvements. If they have some damaged flooring or the carpet is just so worn or dirty, it needs to be replaced, we can help them with that. We have even put in countertops. If a house warrants granite countertops, we're doing things that are going to bring a return on investment. I mean, really, we're not there just to make the house look pretty. Many houses we go in, most of them, I would say, are already pretty. But we need them to present to the greatest number of people. We need it to be sort of generic. So, you know, just a lot of people go in there and love it. We're doing landscaping sometimes. You know, the curb appeal is very important. Of course, we're doing the staging, some painting, and other improvements. These things are bringing a return. It's very important. The staging probably brings, I would say, about 500 to 600% return on the investment.
Wow.
Probably the number one item, though, is clean and declutter. If our clients just cleaned and declutter, that is the best thing they can do, and they're looking at about an 800% return on investment. If they have somebody come in and professionally clean, so worth the effort and the money. The next would be staging. And below that would be things like painting, lighten and brighten your home, update the kitchen. And when you talk about updating the kitchen, you don't need to renovate the kitchen. Just make some minor updates. Maybe change out the hardware, change the countertop, do some cleaning. And then you can do some staging and update that way.
Well, and people, they live in a house for years and years and years, and I call it, when people get to 55, they sort of Archie Bunker out, and they don't change anything like Archie Bunker's house used to look like. And somebody else comes in, I'll come in, and I'll say, and the first question is, so tell me, be honest with me, tell me what, they don't want to hear it. they want a little bit of honesty, but not as honest as I'm going to be with them. And I tell people, look, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. But I'm also going to get a home stager involved separately. We will not talk about this. She will come in and do a separate walkthrough of the house. And it's amazing how many times we come up with the same conclusions. And
it's true. I'm telling them the same thing you are, but they are more receptive to me. They consider us the experts. And they listen to us. So we back you up. We support you. And we always consult the realtor because each neighborhood is different. There might be a little more competition in one area where the staging has to be fantastic. And maybe it's an area where there's nothing on the market. The house is going to go quickly, so we don't have to do as much. So we are consulting with the realtor as well on what should be done in that particular home.
Well, it's interesting because I get a lot of people wanting to sell me, look, I'll come in and videotape the house for you once you list it. And I say, I don't need the house videotaped. It'll sell itself if it's set properly. We're in a market that's so different than we've ever been in. Houses that get listed get sold. And one of the things I try to do with a person is, and it happened last year very interestingly, is I will take a look at the house, I'll take a look at the surroundings, and I'll say, I can tell you who's exactly going to buy your house. I just don't know what their name is. And this one was a little house on the edge of Raritan and Kingwood, and it was out in the country on 4 acres. It's going to be a guy that loves to hunt. He's going to want to shoot deer in his own backyard. Now, hopefully it doesn't tick somebody off, but people shoot deer in their own backyard. That's exactly who bought it. A guy came in that was a naturist, and he just wanted to live out in the woods, and he loved to hunt, and it happens. So in that house, Teresa wasn't involved with me, but I took one look to call a carpeting up off the floor. And the carpeting must have been down since the Brady Bunch, that kind of carpeting. And the floor looked horrible. And I said, in this house, we will have to get these floors redone. And we did. And it's amazing how well wood comes back. Wood, unless you purposely make holes in it and decay it, never goes away. You can bring the worst-looking wood back to the best-looking wood, and that's what made the sale. And some of the things Teresa does is so much more complicated than that, but she'll come in and say that you've got this room so it doesn't look like a bedroom. It's your third bedroom. We're selling this as a third-bedroom house. We need to put some bedroom. And she has pump-up beds, and it's, like, neat the way it turns. Once again, go to her site, take a look at what you'll see there, and I think you're going to convince yourself. And you're right, it does pay for itself. It pays for itself many times over. So I've been asking all the questions. Why don't you tell us what you'd like to talk about a little bit?
What would I like to talk about? Well, I'd like to talk about my team of people we have. They're just amazing, creative people. We also have contractors. So we have our preferred contractors because, of course, we don't come in and change the granite ourselves, but we do have our contractors, so we manage the whole project. We can come in and take it from start to finish. So we'll come in, maybe change out some carpeting, some countertops. Then our stagers will come in and do the work, and then the photography. And, of course, like I said before, we hand it over to the realtor. Not every project is that extensive. Sometimes we'll just go in and do a consultation and let the homeowner take it from there. So, you know, you were talking a lot about days on market, and there's a study that was done by Home Gain, who does studies for realtors, and they took 39 homes that were on the market. They were not staged, and they were on the market for 233 days. They staged those homes, put them back on the market, and they sold at an average of 53 days after staging. So that is 78% less time on the market. So, of course, when you're talking about moving on, just because you want to move on and move into your new home, 78% less time is fantastic. Also, if you have a vacant house and you have carrying costs, maybe you're holding two mortgages, you're paying taxes, 78% less time is great in that scenario. And also, as I mentioned before, your best offer is likely going to be in the first 30 days. So 78% less time equates to a higher price, sale price of the home.
Right.
So when we go in to meet with the homeowners, we're explaining these details. We're explaining the benefits of staging, how it can help them get more money for their home, and how it could help them, you know, sell it quickly. So they are very receptive to that. They understand, and they love it. They just love it. And people, you know, they love, they have a pride with of their home. So when they see that home looking great, you know, they do love it, and they thank us.
That's amazing statistics. I mean, to get a 78% quicker sale. What we use as a rule of thumb is once a house has been on the market 60 days, if we haven't got an offer on it, it's probably overpriced. And in effect, if the real rule of thumb is if you're on a price in this market, if you're on the market 90 to 120 days and you haven't got a price offer yet, you're at least 10% over market. If you've got them but we can't come together, you're 5% over market. So to stop that from happening, getting it staged, getting it sold quicker, getting a higher return on what you're putting into it. And sometimes, yeah, it takes a little bit more investment, but that's part of the sales process. That's where a skilled professional like myself, bringing in another skilled professional like Teresa, make the difference.
And staging is always less than a price reduction.
Absolutely.
So if you have a listing that's on the market for 3 months, and you know you have to hit the sellers up for a price reduction, call us in. We'll talk about it. We'll see what's involved. You might not need the price reduction. It might just need to be staged, or maybe you need a combination of the two. But we do our best work. We have our greatest success when those houses have been on the market for 3 to 6 months, and then those homeowners come to us. A very high percentage of those homes sell within 10 to 14 days, and I'll tell you why. The three components you need to get the house sold quickly. One is it has to be priced right, and you know that. Joe, that's something you're going to help your homeowners with, is to price it right.
Right.
It also needs to be marketed properly, and you're going to help them with that too. That's what you do. You market properties. The third thing it needs, and just like any product on the shelf, it has to present better than any other house in its class. So when you have these houses on the market for 3 to 6 months, those homeowners now have the pulse of the market. They know it's either priced too high or it's priced well. They're pricing it right now. Then that realtor's working super hard, because these realtors are devoted to their homeowners. They want to see success. They're working hard. They also don't want to lose the listing, so sometimes they're doing a little extra for that too.
Yep.
But now it's being marketed properly, and then, of course, it's staged. Now it's staged, so it presents better. So you have those three components now, and that's when they sell quickly. Priced right, marketed properly, presenting better than any other house in its class.
I love it. I love it, because I think there's the very first thing about a house is the curb appeal. I mean, what can I live in that house? I mean, there are some houses that just from the outside are the first one I bought, and we bought it because we love the tree lot. But my kids looked at it and said, "Dad, why didn't you buy that one? Why didn't you buy that?" And I said, "No, I wanted the lot, and we'll put the shutters up and make this house look better." But the guy that I did some work on it, the next guy did some work on it, now that house looks wonderful because people have invested in it over the years. And the curb appeal is really important, because people say, "I like the house, but I just can't get my friends to come over and see I spent this much money on the house that does." So curb appeal is number one. But number two, when you walk in the front door, you are probably going to make your mind up. We did this yesterday. We looked at a house. We made our mind up before we got to the front steps.
That's
because
right.
We were walking past windows that needed caulk and that the wood was rotting on. And when we walked up the steps, there was a loose brick on the front steps. And we said, if that's what we're seeing before we get into the house, what's inside?
That's right. You were right on the money. And even before the curb appeal, though, the first impression, photos.
Photos.
You know, people, when I was doing real estate course, we had a book. It was in black and white, and there was a picture in there. We
wow.
hardly knew what we were going to see in a house. And we would set up, as a realtor, we would set up 8-10 houses to show the homeowner or to the home buyer. They didn't know what they were going to see. They
right.
just knew we were taking them to see 8 or 10 houses. Today, those buyers are online first. They're seeing the houses first that way through photos. Then they're calling their realtor and saying, you know, "Hey, realtor, can you show me A, B, and C house?" Even if that realtor says, "Hey, you know, my associate has a beautiful home that I think you might like," it's very likely that buyer could say, "You know what? I've seen that online. We don't need to see that." Those photos are your first impression. They are very important. So not only are we staging the house to look great in person for the curb appeal and your first impressions as you walk in the door, but we're staging it so it looks amazing in photos. Those photos can make or break you. We want those photos to say, "Come see me." We don't want them to say, "Oh, you don't have to see this house."
Right. And I gotta verify that. I mean, 9 out of 10 people that contact me for the first time are just looking for me to open a door for them. They've already found the houses they want to see.
Right.
They just need an agent. And how do they find me? A lot of times it's on Zillow or Realty Track if they're looking for short sales and foreclosures. But by the time they found me, they've already found the house. And by that point in time, they've looked at the pictures. So the pictures and what you're taking the picture of, which is a staged room, are the most important thing you can have. So I tell my customers, pictures bring the people in. The professional brochures, and I do it very nicely. Weikert does this, and it costs a little bit more money, and I don't mind spending it because I want to sell a house as quick as possible and move on too. But the brochures bring the people back. They may go to 8 or 10 houses that day, and they get a whole bunch of 8.5 by 11 printouts.
And they forget what it looks like, so
right.
those brochures so, remind them.
Yeah, I give them a beautiful glossy brochure. It's a 17 by 11 fold out, and it folds into 4 pages. It has all the statistics on it. And sometimes we put a "Here's what the people have done since they've moved here" page into it as well. And then really the condition of the house is secondary, because they're going to decide. People buy emotionally,
and
then they back it up with logic. And I sold $5 million computer systems, and it was the same way. They saw a feature they had to have, and then they said, "Okay, we're going to have the accountants look at it, see if we can afford this." It's like that's the way
it's
things are.
It's an emotional going. Decision when they walk in and they love the house. And I remember when I was a realtor, the a buyer would give me a list of maybe 10 things. It has to have four bedrooms, has to have a fireplace. And I'd show them house after house. And finally, they'd settle on something, and it was nothing like they described. But they walked in there, they fell in love with it, and they had to have this house. So that's what we try to do when we stage. We want them to come in and fall in love with this house. You know, then they justify every reason to buy it. But it doesn't happen in reverse.
No. No, absolutely
if
not.
If it feels even 10 out of 10 of that criteria, if they don't love it, they don't connect with it emotionally, they are not making that offer.
Well, and my ad says this is the biggest investment you're probably going to make in your lifetime, or one of. You'll probably buy several houses. We typically have about a seven-year life on a house. People now, in the last, with the economy being what it was, is now up to about 11. But people, and that's part of the buying frenzy. People are ready to move on. They couldn't sell it. It was a little underwater, but now... So, you know, it's a huge investment. They need a skilled professional to help them understand what's there, and they need a skilled professional to make it look attractive. And that's sort of the 1-2 punch that a realtor and a stager bring to the table.
Right. We're a good team. And we back up the realtor, and we get to tell them those things that maybe you don't want to tell them. Some realtors do not enjoy telling their homeowner their house smells like dog or cat pee. We get to do that. And, of course, it's not like what you see on HGTV where I come in there or my stagers come in there and we're brutally honest and blunt and bold and just say, oh, this has to go. We are very delicate. This is somebody's home. It's a place they love. We don't want to insult them at all. We don't want to insult their decorating. Most houses we go in, we're telling them, your house is beautiful. You know, we just need to appeal to the buyers, and we work with them, and we're sensitive to them. We're not going to be rude and obnoxious to them. We want them to do the work and get it done, and know, understand why.
I know one of the things you did with me recently was a house seller in Warren County that. Needed some help, and she knew she needed some help. When she called me, she said, I need to stage you too. I said, I got the person in mind. And in that case, you sort of consulted with her more than did it. And she was actually sending you pictures from the furniture store of what she was looking to buy and not buy.
Right, that's right. And, everybody has their own budget, and they're in different price ranges. And this homeowner was not going to be able to afford all that much. So we just did a consultation. I gave her very specific instructions on what to purchase, what she needed. And I welcomed her to text me when she was at the store. If you're unsure, text me a picture. I'll be glad to tell you if that's right. And she took advantage of that, which really helped her. She got the house done, and we're doing the photography this weekend.
That's terrific, and we're going to have it listed the following Friday. So that's the 1-2 punch that real estate and staging can bring to the table. I think people sometimes take a look and say, I can't afford to do it, and it's more of the opposite. You can't afford not to do it in
a
lot of instances.
Yeah, that's right.
We used to say, I grew up in the corporate world in New York City, that, we really needed a $50,000 guy, but we found this guy for $35,000. And the answer was, well, you didn't save $15,000, you wasted $35,000 because he can't do the job. If you want the job done right, you got to go to the professionals. And the professionals know how to do it. And as the result of the professional approach that we bring to the table between real estate agency and professional home staging and photography, we will get you the maximum price. We will sell your house in a minimal amount of time. And you're going to be proud of it. When the neighbors and the nosy neighbors come, they're going to say, wow, why are they leaving? That's a beautiful house. And you know what? People say, I don't want the nosy neighbors in. Don't even put a sign out front. I said, no, somebody's going to have a sister that wants to live down the street from her. These are the best customers. We want the neighbors in here. So yeah, I don't think you'd be disappointed. And take a look at the hpstagers.com site. Take a look at some of the pictures. Take a look at some of the credentials. And I think you're going to be very impressed with what's there. So we've got about less than 5 minutes left. What do you want to wind up with?
What do I want to wind up with? Well, we can talk a little bit more about our sellers and you know how happy they are with the end result. Many of them have gotten involved in the staging, and they love even doing the shopping. and they come back with all kinds of goodies for us to put into place. So some of the homeowners like that. Others just want white glove service. We come in and we do everything, and they don't even want to know what we're doing. They just say, just get this house ready and get it into shape. You can see our website for testimonials from our homeowners who are very happy with our work, and they were very successful in getting their houses sold quickly. And, you know, we love our realtors, of course. We work with many realtors. They are our customers as well. We're meeting with them. And, you know, I always love to meet with the realtors and explain to them our process. So a realtor can always give us a call and say, hey, can you come out and show me what you do? And we'll, you know, I'll do a presentation for them too as well. Tell them about our company. Tell them, you know, what we say to the realtors, the homeowners, and get them involved in understanding the process as well. So they can incorporate it into their marketing toolbox. We can be just another tool in their toolbox for their marketing.
And that's what it takes. I mean, one of the things I do differently is I take a professional approach to it, because I have a proven track record that the professional approach will help you get the maximum dollars and sell in a minimum amount of time. And the four things that I like to include, and I hope I'm not leaving anything out here, are we do the staging, the walk and talk up front. We do professional photography. We do professional brochures, and we do advertising. So that's your marketing. And we have, with the Weikert advertising plan, you're on over 200 websites immediately. You don't have to worry about, will it be on Facebook? Will it be on Trulia? Will, if you market with Weikert, you in a Wall Street Journal, a New York Times, and a Star Ledger 7 days, 24 hours a day. I don't care if it's a $150,000 condo or a $1.5 million house. We're getting it marketed for you, and getting the staging done and the photography done properly is all part of that effort. So, talk a little about the associates that you've got, because there's about five or six pictures there. I haven't met some of them. I know your mom was involved in a business the last time we were out.
My team you're talking about.
Your team.
Yeah, well, you know, Martha Shade is our lead stager. So she basically runs the projects. She does all the creative design work, and she's just amazing. She has a very... just such a nice temperament and love for our homeowners that, you know, when she's telling them what needs to be done, they're very receptive to her. And she just has a way about her of presenting these things to them. Lauren is her right-hand man, so to speak, and she's one of the assistants. She's sort of like our workhorse. She just takes on work. She can pack the boxes and get all the work done, and she's high energy. She's wonderful, and we have Laurel now, who is, we call her our expediter. She keeps things moving along, so when we have houses that need to be de-staged, she's organizing that, getting the guys, moving that furniture and where it's supposed to go. And then we have Jill. Jill is another assistant who will do the steaming of the bedding and some of the menial tasks that, when it's 80 degrees in the summer and you're steaming, it's not the most pleasant, but right. She's always cheerful, and that work gets done. We have our movers, Chris and Bill, and just great guys. They're always willing to help, and they don't like to see us ladies carrying in some heavy furniture, so they always pitch in and do nice work. Of course, our photographers, Tim is also amazing, very creative. When he's taking pictures of the house, he's very artful about it. He does a lot of feature shots. So not only are we taking pictures of a room, like a bedroom, but he'll do a feature shot of the fireplace. That way, if the realtor or the homeowner wants to accentuate that in their marketing, we'll have some extra shots for them. Dennis is another photographer of ours, and he also does some things like the interactive floor plans. So we can provide the interactive floor plan. You know, when they show the floor plan, you click on the little icon, it shows you a picture of the room in context of where it is in the home. So we provide those as well. Of course, there's some staff in the background. I have a couple assistants that do the bookkeeping and administrative work and accounts receivable and things like that. So our contractors. My Color Painting is a contractor we use quite often. They do a lot of our improvements and painting. We have Javier Rivera, who does our flooring work, buffing out or refinishing. And we have some different carpet people and other contractors who work with us on a regular basis. But I think that we're a really great team. Everybody's used to working together. It flows very well, and we can get a project done fairly quickly.
So it's a one-stop shopping kind
of. One-stop. We try to make it. We're adding services all the time. Anything a house needs to get ready for sale, we do.
That's amazing, because I know from when we first met to where you are today, it's come quite a bit, and you weren't bad up front. So, you know, it's just that you've added in what needed to be there.
Constantly improving and taking ideas from our homeowners and our realtors.
Well, once again, this is Joe Peters, and I've had Teresa from Home Preppers Staging Company with me today. You can visit her site at hpstagers.com. How could they reach you via telephone?
908-625-4551.
And on Facebook at facebook.com/homepreppers with no hyphen or with a hyphen?
Without.
Home Preppers. And this is Joe Peters. Let me play my little introduction one more time and we'll sign off.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And once again, it's Joe Peters at Weikert. Don't be surprised if you dial that number and I pick up the phone on the first or second ring, because if I'm not already talking to another customer, that's what I do. Love to hear from you. Love to help you out. This is Real Estate Matters. We publish every second week at 4 o'clock on Tuesdays. And every second week, we do 55 Plus, which is a show about people who are reaching towards retirement or already there and are trying to understand a little better about the services that are available to them in Hunterdon County. Being one of the people in that group, I try to help out by the things I've gone through and some of the peers that I deal with. And next week's show will be a show about the 55-plus senior activities that are available in Hunterdon County. And we're going to have Jen from the Hunterdon County Senior Center here, and we're going to spend an hour with her and Lainey talking about some of the things that are available to you. I was blown away when I saw it. I think you will be as well. Hope you tune in, and we'll see you again next week at 4 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in, and hope to hear from you soon.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Take it a step at a time.
The head of the Senate Judiciary Committee is calling for President Obama to defer nominating a new Supreme Court justice. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley said if Obama puts forward a name to replace the late Antonin Scalia, he'll decide whether or not to hold a hearing.
I would wait until the nominee is made before I would make any decision.
Grassley says the call to defer the nomination is consistent with the policy of the Senate, citing Senator Chuck Schumer of New York calling for President George W. Bush to defer nominations in 2008. That same year, Grassley argued that then-President George W. Bush should be able to nominate a justice in his last months in office. Meanwhile, Justice Antonin Scalia will lie in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday. Family members say funeral services for Scalia will be held at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating